Hello, everyone. Welcome. We are live. Amanda Grace here with you. We have one of the host really with the most, Clay Clark, coming on in a few minutes here. We've got him backstage. So welcome to everybody jumping on. Hello, hello. So glad to have you. There's a lot of information to go over because there's a whole lot of crazy going on right now. And so basically, we're going to go over all of that with you. So welcome to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. I am going to open up in prayer, and then we're going to bring Clay on, and we are going to talk about everything going on. Also, mark your calendars for tomorrow night at 5 p.m. because we're going to be going over some serious stuff. This bridge collapse, the Daily Wire, the whole deal. We're going to be going over it tomorrow night. So I will announce, but I think it's going to be 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time that we go live. Okay, so let's open up in prayer and we'll bring Clay on. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, we come before you. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your holy, precious name. Father, we humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father. Father, your mercies are new every single day, and we just ask that the pull of the flesh becomes less in our lives, so you, your will, and your power become more in our lives. We acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation. And he rose again in 3 days, and after appearing to many, ascended back into heaven, took his victorious rightful place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is our advocate day and night before your throne, Lord, and we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we invite your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the presence of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, to fill this place, Lord. Father, fill us with all wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth in Jesus' name. Lord, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith, Father God. Let your name be glorified above all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay, amen, amen. Welcome to everybody coming on. Let's bring on Clay.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, I want to say hello to everybody watching right now. So, Faye, Liz, Seta, Belinda, Leanne, Steph, Doreen, we could spend a whole show thanking all the incredible people watching from coast to coast. But Amanda, thank you for everybody watching today. And I hope that we can give people a lot of truth, a lot of facts, and maybe Amanda, you could explain what it all means.
I will certainly try.
Okay, so I've got today seven pieces of news I think everybody needs to know.
And okay.
This first one is Kim Clement said, the late great prophet, Donna Clement would be Kim Clement's daughter, who's a friend of yours and mine. Mm-hmm. Kim Clement said that President Trump would be filled with the Holy Spirit. He'd be baptized by the Holy Spirit. Then he would return to be the president of the United States. He said Trump would be a president for two terms. He said he would build a wall. He said the economy would take off. But he said that Trump would be filled with the Holy Spirit, baptized by the Holy Spirit. Well, today, President Donald J. Trump did the most unapologetic pro-Bible, pro-God. He basically commanded or asked or took every American to task to buy a Bible and to read the Bible, which is
we have it.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen, and I have studied American presidents. I've never seen, Amanda, a president, any president in the United States who's ever told the entire population to buy a Bible and to read a Bible. And I know you have that clip. It is
we're going to play it. Yeah, we're going to play it for everyone, and we'll get mine and Clay's thoughts on this.
I see a cat sneaking out. The cat.
Oh, that's Sadie as they're getting the clip ready here.
The cat should
be proud to be partnering with my very good friend, Lee Greenwood. Who doesn't love his song, God Bless the USA, in connection with promoting the God Bless the USA Bible. This Bible is the King James Version and also includes our founding father documents. Yes, the Constitution, which I'm fighting for every single day, very hard, to keep Americans protected. Also, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Pledge of Allegiance are all part of this. God bless the USA Bible, and it's just very important and very important to me. I want to have a lot of people have it. You have to have it for your heart, for your soul. Many of you have never read them and don't know the liberties and rights you have as Americans and how you are being threatened to lose those rights. It's happening all the time. It's a very sad thing that's going on in our country, but we're going to get it turned around. Religion and Christianity are the biggest things missing from this country, and I truly believe that we need to bring them back, and we have to bring them back fast. I think it's one of the biggest problems we have. That's why our country is going haywire. We've lost religion in our country. All Americans need a Bible in their home, and I have many. It's my favorite book. It's a lot of people's favorite book. This Bible is a reminder that the biggest thing we have to bring back America and to make America great again is our religion. Religion is so important. It's so missing, but it's going to come back, and it's going to come back strong, just like our country is going to come back strong. In the end, we do not answer to bureaucrats in Washington. We answer to God in heaven. Christians are under siege. We must protect content that is pro-God. We love God, and we have to protect anything that is pro-God. We must defend God in the public square and not allow the media or the left-wing groups to silence, censor, or discriminate against us. We have to bring Christianity back into our lives and back into what will be again a great nation. Our founding fathers did a tremendous thing when they built America on Judeo-Christian values. Now that foundation is under attack, perhaps as never before. What can we do? Stand up, speak out, and pray that God will bless America again. I'm proud to endorse and encourage you to get this Bible. We must make America pray again. Pray, get educated, get motivated, and stand with me and the legions of Americans asking God to bless our great nation, to bring our great nation back, and to make America great again. I'm proud to partner with Lee in this offering. He's a very special man, both as a talent, but maybe even more so as a human being. He's very, very special. And I think you all should get a copy of God Bless the USA Bible now and help spread our Christian values with others. There you have it. Let's make America pray again. God bless you and God bless the USA.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, so Amanda, I'd love to get your reaction to that. But to me, that's the most proud I have been to support President Donald J. Yes. Trump. And I'd love to get everyone's comments here who's watching online. I'd love to get your reaction to seeing that video clip. And Amanda, I'd love to get your reaction to that.
You know, one of the parts I found the most interesting is when he said, he said a couple things, make America pray again. So he's understanding that this is the key to making America great again is you have to bring God into it first.
Right.
And get America to pray again and humble themselves before the Lord. So that I found wonderful that he did that. And then he said, we mustn't offend God, if you caught that part, by allowing them to silence us.
Right.
You know, so that was something else.
I'll say this too, for all the listeners out there on today's show, I would encourage you to share this show right now with at least 10 people. And I mean this because President Donald J. Trump is the most outspoken pro-God, objectively, candidate on the Democrat or Republican side. And for him to come out with that bold statement, let's rally behind him and let him know how much we appreciate that right now. So again, and I'll say this, Amanda, you know Alina Haba, President Trump's attorney. You know Eric Trump. They've been on your program. You know Laura Trump. You're backstage with them. You've met these people. That's a big benefit of the Reawaken Tour is connecting all these wonderful patriots. I think that's why God has called the Reawaken Tour into existence. But President Trump could easily say, or Eric Trump could say, you know, I'm not going to come to the Reawakened Tour because those people are too, quote unquote, religious, or yeah. those people are too prophetic, or those people are too pro-God. But Eric Trump shows up at the events, and he's become friends with Don A. Clement, with yourself. He really does lean in. He wants to know more about God. And again, I think that that's very, very encouraging. So again, that's win number one. And for anybody who hasn't seen the Kim Clement prophecies, I'm not sure if your production team can pull it up. I sent a link in the private. If they can pull this Kim Clement prophecy mm-hmm. up, I think the value is of prophecies, obviously, is God's telling us what's going to happen in advance. Yeah. But it really does build faith and hope mm-hmm. when you hold on to a prophetic word. And I think if everybody gets a chance to see this Kim Clement prophecy, if the mm-hmm. team can pull it up, I think it'd be wonderful if we could see that, because it is such a powerful thing. And when you hear about President Trump, that Kim Clement is stating, he will be filled, he'll be baptized by the Holy Spirit, and then he'll return. I think it's a powerful thing, Amanda.
This is, I see the Lord dealing with him. I can see it. I'm watching it happen actively. And this has to happen, everybody. So this has to happen for him to come back into office. So this is so important that we're seeing him do these things.
Here we go.
Trump shall become a trumpet, says the Lord. No, you didn't hear me. Trump shall become a trumpet. Are you listening to me? I will raise up the Trump to become a trumpet.
It will be a praying president, not mm-hmm. a religious one.
A praying president.
I will
president.
Fool the people, says the Lord.
I got
will fool
to say
the
about
people.
That.
Yes, I will. God says, the one that is chosen shall go in, and they shall say, he has hot blood. For the Spirit of God says, yes, he may have hot blood, but he will bring the walls of protection on this country in a greater way, and the economy of this country shall change rapidly, says the Lord of hosts. Listen to the word of the Lord. God says, I will put at your helm for two terms a president that will pray, but he will not be a praying president when he starts. I will put him in office, and then I will baptize him with the Holy Spirit and my power, says the Lord of hosts.
Okay, stop right there. That's incredible. I mean, just mind-boggling that it's happening. And again, I want people to know this is a powerful thing. Yesterday morning, President Donald J. Trump, he goes into New York, into a hostile environment where he's expected, I'm going to pull up this clip real quick here, and okay. he's expected to have to pay $454
million.
Mm-hmm. And so he goes in, I want everyone to look this up. Everyone look it up right now. Assume I'm making this up. Please, nobody believe me. I promise it's worth doing your own research here. So yesterday, President Trump was supposed to pay a fine of $454 million or come up with a bond for $454 million. Mm-hmm. And his net worth was $2.6 billion. So again, the numbers, Trump was supposed to come up with a bond for $454 million, and he had a net worth of $2.6 billion. Folks, look at this clip. I just sent that to you, Amanda, so you can pull it up. At the mainstream media yesterday, during a mainstream media broadcast, they're talking on MSNBC about President Donald J. Trump, and the talking head they brought in, he throws up the Illuminati symbol. So as you watch this video, folks, it's the first 13.
This was a little strange.
It's crazy.
I will admit. Yeah.
Watch this.
Michael Elise here. What is the historical parallel, the closest parallel to a politician who is this embroiled in legal problems in the run-up to an election? What can you think of any? Is there any history guidepost that can...
Nothing. I can give you the shortest answer on earth. Nothing at all.
Okay, pause. This is some strange stuff. I mean, this guy throws up the Illuminati all-seeing eye symbol on a mainstream television show. So, Amanda, at that moment, President Trump was supposed to come up with a $454 million bond, and his net worth was $2.6 billion. Listen to this, folks. From the time that that man flashed that Illuminati symbol, President Trump's company, Truth Social, okay, was added to the stock exchange, and his net worth went up to $6.5 billion. Which means that President Trump had a fine for $454 million. And that means he received an eightfold return. This means that he was supposed to pay $454 million as a bond for this ridiculous fine, and he ends up, his net worth goes up to $6.5 billion. This is just in the past 48 hours. Amanda, this is some wild stuff. I mean, President Trump is 77 years old. It's taken him 77 years to build a net worth of $2.6 billion, and it just jumped to $6.5 billion on the very day he's supposed to come up with this $454 million bond. And then President Trump's response is he hops on Truth Social and does a pro buy a Bible, read a Bible vignette. I mean, Amanda, it is amazing what's happening right now.
And in that Kim Clement prophecy, twice, he shall be a praying president. So the fact that he's publicly coming out and saying we have to make America pray again, this is the beginning of the fulfillment of that part, because you can see it's starting to click. It's all beginning to click for President Trump when it comes to this. Although, yes, he knew about prayer before and the word, but I think it's really starting to become a very powerful factor in his life, and trial will do that.
You know, this is something that's kind of mind-boggling to me here, Amanda. You know, so many people have reached out to me and said, you know, Clay, I think there's a Kim Clement prophecy that relates to a man named Clark and Trump, and you know, yeah. I never wanted to be the center of a prophecy. That wasn't a goal I had, or a dream I had, or a vision I had for my life. It wasn't anything. And so people ask me, well, you know, what's it like? Well, one thing that I'll tell you is it's very humbling. Because I used to do a podcast. I still do a podcast, by the way, but I used to do a business only podcast where I told people it's the Thrive Time Show, business school without the BS. Okay. Now this is how crazy the situation is. I'm interviewing Wolfgang Puck. I'm interviewing John Maxwell. I'm interviewing the Damon John, the founder of FUBU. Insert the name of celebrity athlete. That's who I'm interviewing. And I always promised my listeners, Amanda, that was my tagline, the Thrive Time Show, business school without the BS, where we're never going to talk about religion or politics. I actually would say that on my show all the time. And now, you know, a few years later, I find myself sitting physically next to President Donald J. Trump, mm-hmm. in his office with my wonderful wife and General Flynn, and we're watching Kim Clement prophetic videos together. It is unbelievable. It is surreal. It's humbling. And that's why when I tell the listeners what I need them to do right now, I want people to know I don't claim to hear from God. I just know that I'm a very aggressive and organized person. And for whatever reason, God has tasked me, because it's not about me. God certainly would choose somebody more qualified or somebody more connected than me. But what I have been asked to do, Peter Navarro called me, and I'm going to hold this up on the screen here. Yes. Peter Navarro, this is the man who authored the Trump economy. Mm-hmm. Peter Navarro, he called me on December 23rd, Amanda, and he said, Clay, how are you? I said, how are you, sir? I'm doing well. What can I do to help you? And he said, Clay, I need to raise, this is a true story, I need to raise $1.25 million, and they're going to put me in prison. Now, this is a 74-year-old man, and a man who authored the Trump economy. Just to be very clear what that means, if you've benefited from low taxation, deregulation, and tough negotiation with China, that was Peter Navarro. Peter Navarro pushed for tough negotiation, low taxation, and deregulation. He was the cornerstone of the Trump economy. This is the first guy in the White House to call out Fauci. We were calling him out on the Reawaken tour, but this is the first guy in the Trump administration to call out Fauci. And he's the first one, I'm not going to get you banned off of YouTube, but he's the first one off of in the Trump administration to say publicly that what was in the thing wasn't good for you. How about that? Don't get you banned off of YouTube. So this guy, Peter Navarro, he's 74 years old. I mean, he could be somebody's grandpa. He could be somebody's dad. And he tells me, he says, Clay, I am going to prison and I need a little bit of help here to help raise this $1.25 million. So if all your listeners can go to givesendgo.com/Navarro, I gave him my promise. I said, listen, the listeners to Amanda Grace, the Reawaken tour, all these wonderful people that come to see, you know, Jim Brewer and Eric Trump and Laura Trump, we are not going to let you down. You can take it to the bank. I will help you raise the $1.25 million at givesendgo.com/Navarro. So he goes into prison I talked to his family, and Amanda, the family wants to be near him. So whenever he has visitation hours, they can see him at the Miami Federal Prison. And so I said, as a statement of faith, I said to the family, we will make sure we take care of the hotel. And he can't do that. The family can't do an Uber because he's one of the most threatened people in America. So I said, we'll provide for you private transportation. We'll do those things. And I had to take a leap of faith. I was a little bit nervous. I told my wife, Amanda, I kind of repented after I did it. I told my wife, we've agreed to make it happen. And so the idea was, if for some reason the money didn't come in, we would cover the costs. And so far, I'm telling you, the Reawakened Nation, America, the Patriots, the Christians, the Amanda Grace group, everybody has teamed up and has showed up. And so what we're going to do right now on today's show, if you go to GiveSendGo.com/Navarro and you donate anything at all, anything at all, any amount at all, and you text me proof of donation to my cell phone number, you're going to be entered in for a chance to win a backstage pass to the Reawaken America Tour so you can meet Eric Trump and General Flynn and Laura Trump and Team America. Also, if anybody donates anything at all at DonaldJTrump.com, I don't want anyone to be scammed. I talk to the Trumps all the time about this. This is very important. People know this. You only want to donate at DonaldJTrump.com. You do not want to donate on any other platform. If you'll donate at DonaldJTrump.com and show your support for President Trump standing up for the Bible and for our First Amendment rights and for God and for Christ, I encourage you, just donate anything at all at DonaldJTrump.com. If you'll donate anything at all and text me proof of donation, that gives you another opportunity to win a backstage pass to the Reawaken Tour. And I'm telling you, Amanda, I was super honored to be sitting next to Trump and having the opportunity to show President Trump, Mr. Trump, to show him these Kim Clement prophecies. It was surreal. And I knew right then as if I needed more proof. It's just endless proof that God is real, because God would have picked somebody more qualified, more connected. He would have picked a lifelong friend of President Trump. He would have picked one of his sons. He would have picked somebody other than me to introduce the Kim Clement prophecies to President Trump. But God tasked us to do that. And I just believe that this prophecy about President Trump being the president for two terms, it's going to happen. It's going to come to pass. But God needs everybody out there to take action, Amanda. And I just love your audience for supporting Peter Navarro. I can see people doing it right now. I've got my ticker pulled up here at GiveSendGo.com. /Navarro. And the donations are flying in right now. And it's so good to see, Amanda. We've got your listeners are the best. Right now, we just had a donation for $50 from Pam M. Rhonda Griffin, $25. Anonymous donor, $500. Wow. Anonymous, $100. We had Kim Ornelas just gave $25. Sylvia Nash, $50. France Atkins. Amanda, people are showing up to support the Patriots, and I see people waking up. It's amazing.
It is. And, you know, we are praying for Peter and his family. So please keep them in your prayers as well as they go through this trial, as they go forth in this. And, you know, I believe the Lord is going to bring him out of this much stronger. I do. I really do. You know, sometimes trials, they fashion us, and it's not comfortable and it's not fun and it hurts.
Right.
But they fashion us and they sharpen us like a weapon.
It's, you know, I'm telling you, Peter Navarro, just to give you a quick update on Peter Navarro, to be very clear, he was Trump's chief financial advisor. And I want people to understand what this means. He was the one who was pushing to lower your taxes, folks. This is the guy pushing to negotiate with China. This is the one pushing for deregulation, the one telling Trump that Fauci was a fraud. And this guy, he's 74 years old, and he had to enter into prison. He's into prison right now. The only person in the Miami federal prison who has a misdemeanor. And what was his crime? He won't share the text messages, the emails, and the phone calls that he had with President Trump and other world leaders. Why would he not share? Because it's an issue of national security. And we've seen so many wonderful people who, under the pressure, caved and gave false, they bared false witness, under massive pressure and turned against Trump. And Peter Navarro did not do that. So we need to celebrate him. We need to make sure his family right now, I mean, I just talked to them. They're wonderful people. They're in Miami and they're going, how are we going to afford the legal bills? What are we going to do? And it was such a blessing to know in advance that your listeners would show up and support Peter. And so without hesitation, I told the family, we are going to support Peter. It's going to happen. And it is happening. And I just, I'm telling you, it's tremendous faith. And that's why I'm so thankful for your ministry. Now, Amanda, update number three here, maybe less positive, but it's a fact. And I'm going to send this to you right now in the private chat here.
Okay.
Russia is now announcing that Russia, this is just breaking news 3 hours ago.
Okay.
Russia's spy chief claims that the U.S., the U.K., and Ukraine are behind the Moscow attack. Again, Russia's Federal Security Service, this is the FSB, I'm reading my notes here, and I just sent the link to your team there, has made the claim that the U.S., U.K., and Ukraine were involved in the terror attack on Moscow. Now, just to give you a little context, Putin has been saying in the past few weeks that if the United States or NATO or anybody does any kind of violence and or attack against Russia, he will respond in a proportional way. Now, Putin, when he speaks, he tends to be a very measured guy.
Yeah.
He tends to speak in a stoic tone. So a lot of times the words he says look scarier in print than when he says them on live TV. But Amanda, I'd love to get your reaction to that, because China and Russia are teaming up. The Euphrates River is drying up. The false prophet Yuval Noah Harari is teaming up. So a lot of people are going to Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14 right now. I'd love to get your reaction to that.
I would love to know why at this moment he is making this claim. So the timing of him blaming, right, the U.S., the U.K., and who else did he blame? Ukraine?
You've got the U.S., U.K., and Ukraine, yes.
Okay. The timing of suddenly this, head in the spy department, we'll call him, comes out and says this. There's something more to this, because timing is everything with these people, you know, it is everything with them. So we now keep in mind, Clay, we are in the window now between Purim and Passover, this ever so crucial window that we entered on Saturday at sundown. We are in that window. So the fact this is coming out within this window is not an accident.
Now, I want to bring up something to you, because I call this the week of the collapse. Now, somebody might disagree with me, but let me just tell you what I know so far this week, okay?
Okay.
We have trust in the media collapsing. I mean, we just had MSNBC throw up the Illuminati symbol on live TV. You had the collapse of the trust in the media. We're beginning to see more and more banks collapse as what's called, it's called the BTFP, and I don't want to go off on this rabbit trail, but it's called the BTFP, and I'll pull it up here. It stands for the Bank Term Funding Program. It was the emergency program designed to save the banks. That program is no longer available, and so you're beginning to see top economists saying that the banking system is on the verge of collapse.
Okay.
And we just had this bridge collapse.
Yes.
Now, just to be clear, okay, so this bridge, many people in Baltimore call this bridge the Star Spangled Banner Bridge, because it is called the Francis Scott Key Bridge. This is the famous author or writer of the Star Spangled Banner. So there's a ship, it's a Singaporean, so from Singapore, a Singaporean container ship called the Dali. It attempted to change course 2 minutes before hitting the bridge, and it was dealing with a loss of power, intermittent power going on and off, and it slid into the Francis Scott Key Bridge, or AKA what the bridge, which is known as the Star Spangled Banner Bridge. It hit the bridge, and our thoughts and prayers are with every single person who lost their lives during this horrible accident. And for many people that have seen the new Obama documentary, or it's a dystopian fictional movie, whatever this is. So Obama put out a movie, and for anybody who hasn't seen this movie, Obama put out a it's kind of a dystopian documentary sort of a thing, and it's very disturbing. But in this movie, one of the initial scenes in the movie, this is in Obama's new movie, there's a big ship called the White Lion, and the White Lion runs into the shore. Now, just to be very clear, in Obama's, movie called Leave the World Behind, a White Lion, big container ship, runs into the shore because it loses control, right?
Okay. Well,
on the flags that were on the Singaporean ship, those flags were the flags of the lion. So this particular shipping big vessel that ran into the Baltimore Bridge, it was headed to Sri Lanka. All right. And Sri Lanka has the flag of the lion. So many people are going, that's a little too similar. And
I agree.
For this to be happening at the very same day that the music industry is collapsing. Think about this. P. Diddy. He was
raid.
He was the quote unquote mentor of Justin Bieber. I use air quotes because I don't mean this is in a good way. Diddy claims to be the mentor of Justin Bieber. He claims to be the mentor of Usher. This man claims to be a mentor and friend of T.D. Jakes, the famous televangelist. This guy, Diddy, is essentially like the kingpin of the hip-hop rap music. Obviously, you're from New York, so you know about Notorious B.I.G. and Jodeci and the whole uptown hip-hop flavor there. This guy here, P. Diddy, they raided his houses yesterday. He's fled the country. So you're seeing a collapse of the music industry, a collapse of the bridge, a collapse of the faith people have in the banking system, and a collapse in the mainstream media. Amanda, it's all happening today.
And it's happening within that window.
Right.
That I said that would be explosive. During this time, this window between Purim and Passover this year, the eclipse on April 8th happened smack in between that. And so the fact it's happening within this window is prophetic, because this window will probably be one of the most shocking and explosive windows between Purim and Passover we have seen in a very long time.
Now, Kim Clement, maybe you could educate me and some of the listeners about this, but Kim Clement talked about there was two different times. He said there was two different times. There was a ticking and a talking, two different times that were happening, and that these two different times would eventually converge, and this would happen. Now, as I look at it, we have what's called the holidays, okay? So many Americans accidentally, without intention, will celebrate Jezebel and Ishtar every year by gathering Easter eggs, and we call that Easter, okay? Now, I don't think that your listeners who are watching this have ever had that thought in their mind. They probably were not gathering eggs and thinking about Ishtar and Jezebel, but that's what that is. That's called a holiday. Well, the Bible tells us about the holy days. There's the holidays and the holy days. And Kim Clement talked about these two different time periods. They would eventually converge and people would know the truth. Could you educate us about Purim? And I know you sent me a video today that I am going to watch here tomorrow morning, but could you educate us kind of for anybody who doesn't know, what is the significance of Purim?
Okay. So Purim comes from the book of Esther in the Bible, and Pur, which is in Purim, actually means to cast lots. And what happens in a nutshell is that King Ahasuerus, who now is overseeing 127 provinces, promotes Haman up the ranks. Haman comes from the line of the Amalekites, because Saul did not listen to the command of God, destroy all the Amalekites and their king. King Agag assaulted a Jewish maidservant. She became pregnant. The line, Haman comes from that line. So he's promoted to the ranks. At the same time, Esther, right, because they're doing a nationwide bachelor search for the next queen. And so Esther is taken in, and by God's design, she is made queen. Now she's positioned. She's hidden in the palace. Nobody knows she's a Jew. God has hidden her in the palace, basically, and positioned her there. And Haman decides, because Haman really wants to be king. You see, this is the old premise. Haman wants to stage a political coup. He really wants to be king. So he tries to get everybody to bow to him as if he's king. Mordecai, Esther's uncle who raised her, sees right through this and refuses to bow. For this, Haman decides, I'm not only going to destroy Mordecai, I'm going to wipe out his people because they're an opponent to the power that I want to go after. And so basically what happens is he casts lots in the month of Nisan. He cast lots. And it ends on, the lot falls on Adar, the month of Adar, right? Which would be, it would be basically, I think on our calendar, it's February to March, I think is Adar. But it falls on Adar. And so that's when he decides to destroy the Jews. That's the month he's going to do it. And he offers King Ahasuerus 10,000 talents of silver into his treasury to write this decree, which is $161 million today.
Wow.
Okay, that's how much money that's equivalent to. So Ahasuerus, not even thinking, because the man wasn't thinking, allows Haman to write this decree, send it to every province in every language to destroy them. And this is when Mordecai loses his stuff because Esther, right, doesn't want to say anything. She does not want to get involved. And he says, do not think if you keep silent that you will be spared of this. For you and your father's house will perish. But who knows that God has brought you to the kingdom for such a time as this. And she calls for a three-day fast, which Mordecai sends instructions throughout the Jewish community to do. She puts on her royal robes in her weakened state. She goes into the king's chambers, which she could have gotten killed for. She took her hands in her own life for this, because she took her life in her hands because the king, if he didn't call you and you go into that chamber, unless he extends that golden scepter, you're done. So she takes her life in her hands. The king sees her, extends the scepter, and now we're at the two banquets that she invites the king and Haman to, where she finally, at the second banquet, says, give me my life as my petition and the life of my people. And he says, who has done this to you? Who's out to kill the queen? Because that's the headline. Somebody's out to kill the queen. And then she points out Haman. The plot is reversed. There is a divine reversal. God reverses Haman's wicked plot. Haman and his 10 sons are hung. And another decree goes forth because Mordecai gets promoted to Haman's former position. King hands over authority, says, write whatever decree you need to. They write a decree saying the Jews can defend themselves on the day of their destruction. Instead, they can now defend themselves. And many people became Jews because they feared the Jews at that point. And basically, the Jews were saved from complete genocide and annihilation by the hand of God, always working behind the scenes, because Esther is the only book in the Bible where the name of God is never mentioned.
You know, I hear that story, which I've read and I've heard multiple times, I love the way that you share that. A couple just reaction points I have is, you know, for anybody out there watching today, God needs you in this fight. God needs you to use your time, mm-hmm. your treasure, and your talent to save this nation in some capacity. And so when you think about, you know, things you can do, I mean, everybody can go to givesendgo.com/Navarro and donate something. We can all do that. Just go to givesendgo.com/Navarro, donate something. I know that for me personally, before I met you, Amanda, all I knew is I told my wife, okay, I know that the models that said 2.2 million people are going to die from the thing, I don't get kicked off of YouTube. I said those are false, and the tests were false, and the treatments are real, and I knew all that. But beyond that, I knew that Hebrews 10:25 tells us to not forsake the gathering, even as we draw closer to the end. But we're supposed to exhort one another. And if you look up the word exhort, I mean, it means to mentor one another, to coach one each other up, to lift each other up, to get together more often. So I told my wife, if they try doing that in Tulsa, Oklahoma, I am going to sue the mayor of Tulsa, and I'm going to turn my building into a church. Now, my wife says to me, are you wanting to become a pastor? I go, no. I'm going to sue the mayor, turn a building into a church, and then we're going to fly out a pastor every Thursday. And we've done that every single week. And if you want to see Pastor Leon Benjamin preach and teach the word of God, and by the way, folks, I'm not part of the nonprofit. I don't get any write-offs. It's just a real pure thing where we're just trying to help save our country. And Pastor Leon Benjamin travels to Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's therealremnantchurch.com. So I did that because I feel like that was God. That's what God was telling me to do. And I also told my wife, I'm going to keep my businesses open. And so the New York Times did a hit piece on my haircut chain called Elephant in the Room, EI FTRlounge.com saying we were putting profits over people. So pretty much everybody, Amanda, that I knew from the business world, pretty much everybody that I knew from the business world distanced themselves from me. Most family wouldn't talk to me. My clients, thankfully, my longtime clients, if you go to ThriveTimeShow.com and you see my wonderful group of clients I've worked with for the years, most of my clients know that I'm an unapologetic Christian. And so they stood with me. They supported me. But I mean, I lost a lot of friends. I lost a lot of connections within the community. My kids had to switch to a different school because the persecution was so crazy. I can go on and on all the things we went through. Well, then when I felt called to to do church every Thursday, it was Aaron Antis and I, who's been on your show and who's great friends of your ministry.
We love Aaron and his
and
wife.
So the first protest, we called these things town hall meetings. So the first town hall meeting consisted of Aaron and I. So I'm like, okay, Aaron, tell me why we should stay open. You know, Aaron's like, okay, Clay, I'll tell you. And then it grew, and eventually we had over 1,000 people there for the praise and worship nights. This is before the Reawaken tour.
Yeah.
And at one of those events, General Flynn, America's general, attended one of those. And he pulls me aside and he says, how do you know all this stuff? Because I'm a researcher. And he said, how do you know all this stuff? And I said, well, I'm a researcher. I'm a business guy. And he goes, well, you're a true believer, aren't you? And I said, what does that mean, sir? And he said, that means where you're willing to die for your country, right? And I said, yes. He goes, it's interesting. He gave me his cell phone number and he and I became fast friends and I couldn't sleep. I felt this call, like this pull, like I was being pulled like a tractor beam from Star Wars. I couldn't escape. I couldn't sleep. And I told my wife, I said, I really feel like God wants us to do an event where we share the truth about what's going on and we get people back to God. And she said, well, you should call General Flynn and see if he agrees. So I called General Flynn, and without any hesitation, he says, I know, but we have to wake up the church. I agree. It has to happen, and we have to go now, and we have to wake up the church. And so General Flynn and I have been revering together, Paul revering together, for the last 3.5 years or so, and we both feel called that everybody should be able to name their price.
Yes.
And Amanda, after the first one we did in Tulsa, where you were a big part of that, we had 7.1 million people that streamed the event at Rhema Bible College. 50,000 people requested tickets. 5,000 people were in attendance. It was just a massive event. And I got called by some huge members of the Republican Party. And I wanted for accountability. I wanted to make sure that Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer, my pastor, that he could watch this interaction. So we did the Zoom call. And Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer was sitting right here. His chair was right here. And these people offered me copious amounts of money, Amanda, to host the Reawaken tour, but to not talk about the shots, to not talk about the core issues, to not talk about God. They said, Clay, if you take God out of the tour, if you stop focusing on God, we could reach so many people. We like your energy. We like your style. We like your entertainment background. You could be the future of the RNC or whatever that story was. And the call went maybe 4 minutes, maybe three. And I just said, hey, I got to stop you guys. I appreciate the name drops. I appreciate the monetary incentive. I'm choosing to believe you have pure hearts, but I'm not going to do it. And that's when the Reawaken America tour went into overdrive. And that's why as we have 747 tickets remaining for the Michigan Reawaken America tour. If you go to timetofreeamerica.com. Mm-hmm. And that's why Eric Trump and Alina Haba and General Flynn and Mike Lindell and so many wonderful people have participated because they know this is not a monetary pursuit here. And then once we got sued by the former head of security and strategy of Dominion, this man, Eric Coomer, the former head of security and strategy for Dominion, this is a man who's admitted that he did drugs, a man who admitted he had multiple DUIs, a man who admitted he used to be a skinhead, a man who admitted attacking Trump supporters on social media, a man who ran a moving vehicle into a parked building during the day. And he lied to police who were wearing a body camera to capture it all. This man is suing me for defamation. And my wife says, do we want to stop? Do we want to stop? What's your thoughts? My wife wasn't encouraging me to stop. She was just asking me. And I said, 100% not. We've got to save this country. And again, Amanda, you've been such a big part of it. And I just encourage everybody today,
praise the Lord,
you've got to listen to Amanda's show, the show you just sent me, Amanda. What's the title of the show you just sent me? Because I started watching it. It is hot. What's the name of that show?
I believe it's the Purim teaching you don't want to miss, but I will tell you right now. Hold on.
Everybody needs to watch it. No, you got to watch it, folks. And I'm telling you, as you're watching this video tonight, please understand.
I got it. A crucial prophetic look, Purim, the eclipse, and a window.
There it is. Now, I've got another clip I just sent you, okay? And hopefully your producer can pull it up. Your team's doing a great job backstage. I appreciate them.
Yeah, very good.
We have this thing called the Red Heifer. Red Heifers, plural.
Oh, I could get into that.
Well, okay, so this guy, Yuval Noah Harari, he's now saying out loud he wants to rebuild the temple. Now, as we know, if we've read the book of Daniel, folks, the Antichrist will sit in the third temple and declare that he is God, all right? So Glenn Beck, who happens to be Mormon, he did a show this week, and if we can hit play on this video clip, it's going to blow your mind what Glenn Beck said.
Why is Hamas saying 100 days into the war it was the transfer of these red heifers from Texas to Israel that played a role in October 7th.
Pause. Okay, so you have Hamas is saying right now that the reason why they attacked Israel on the date and time they did was because of the presence of the blemish-free red heifers that you would need to have in order to construct a third temple. And for anybody who doesn't know this, The location of said third temple is currently occupied by an Islamic holy place. And so the only way for the third temple to be constructed, where the Antichrist will sit and declare he is God, is for that Islamic holy place to be removed from the face of the earth. And so, Amanda, I mean, this is pretty wild that Glenn Beck, who's a Mormon, is now talking about the red heifers, too.
Yes, and it is true. Hamas did say that this is one of the main reasons they attacked was because of these red heifers, because of the very real possibility in their eyes that there would be a sacrifice on the Temple Mount. So it triggered the events that you see happened on October 2nd, which was one day after the 50-year anniversary of the Yom Kippur War. So the fact that Hamas is coming out with this now, right? Coming out with this now, they came out with this, I believe. What was it, just a couple days ago?
Yes. Yeah, this is all breaking again. It goes right along
between Purim and Passover. Here we go again. This window, look what's coming out. This is one of the most crucial windows we will ever be in.
I'm telling you, I say this on the show, maybe somebody who's watching, I'm sure that Maria Santos doesn't like this story, or Catherine, I'm reading some of the names in the live feed here. Elisa Harwood, you probably don't like this story. Travis Derrick definitely doesn't like this story. I'm sure that Gloria does not like this story. Stephanie M. doesn't like this story either. Katie doesn't like it, or Rhonda Dayton. But you know, there's a thing we call Christianese.
Yeah.
And it's a thing where I grew up around a little bit of that. And it's where people say things that aren't true, kind of to go along, to get along, and people pretend to be spiritual, you know, but they're not. People have itching ears that are seeking teachers that are teaching them mystical sounding things. People are looking for mega churchism, you know. And so I kind of grew up, and my mom and dad love God. They're awesome people. Love my dad, may he rest in peace. He died of Lou Gehrig's. My mom is still living. She loves God. Great people. But you know, I grew up around a lot of churchiness, and I'll just be very clear. Churchiness, if I was doing churchiness today, I would say that your show doesn't terrify me. That's what I would say. I would say, oh, your show, Amanda, I love your show. It doesn't terrify me. But I'm just being very honest. Ark of Grace freaks me out. And it freaks me out because when you come on the stage at the Reawaken Tour, I don't censor you. I don't censor any of the speakers. And I just say, please just share the truth. And you do. And so many things that you say on your show, you've been saying for quite a while, this time period right now, there's going to be a lot of exposure. There's going to be a lot of unveiling. And you've talked about it. And in my natural man, which is wrong, I start to think, nah, she's out of her mind. There's no way. I mean, I don't say it on shows. It's just inner dialogue. I think, yeah, she's out of her mind. There's no way it's going to happen. I don't understand how Esther relates to this, whatever. And then it happens. And so I'm a very natural guy. My name is Clay, C-L-A-Y. I tend to be a guy who does a lot of research, studying. I'm a very logical guy. I tend to be stoic in my private life. That's how I am. And so when I watch a show like yours, it's so concerning. It's so uncomfortable. It's so convicting and conflicting. And then to add to it, we were on a show together about 3 years ago, and you told me to read the Bible every day.
Yes.
And since that time, I have been reading the Bible every day, and it has blown me away. So again, I just tell everybody out there, if you're watching right now, if you haven't shared an Amanda Grace show because you think your friends and family are going to think you're weird, if you haven't shared the clips with a friend and family, friends and family, because you think you're afraid of what people think and you just don't want to upset people, I encourage you to let today be the day that you act like Trump and that you unapologetically stand up for God and country, and that you subscribe to the Amanda Grace podcast, and that you share this particular show in the air everywhere. And Amanda, I've got one more clip I wanted to pull up here.
Yes.
All these top financial experts, all the top guys, the guys that I like, they're all saying that the banking crisis is going to happen very, very soon. If we could hit play on this clip real quick here.
Well, the most powerful man in America is a man by the name of Jerome Powell. He's an unelected central banker, and he just spoke yesterday about what the Fed intends to do, either, you know, get us out of a recession or put us right in the middle of one.
Inflation has eased substantially while the labor market has remained strong. And that is very good news. But inflation is still too high.
There's going to be another bank crisis. In my personal opinion, it's not just me. I mean, there's a lot of people out there talking about a bank crisis, but there's $1.5 trillion of commercial real estate maturing by the end of 2025. I just ran this report on the debt maturing in the next 18 months. You have New York, which tops the list at about $40 billion. These are loans that are horrible. They're high risk loans and they're probably default. They'll probably default. So New York's about $40 billion. Los Angeles is $18 billion. Miami at $13 billion. Vegas at $10 billion. San Francisco at about $12 billion. You have a lot of these loans. My building that I'm in right now is 20% vacant. If they go and try to get a bank loan on this thing, they couldn't do it. The vacancy rate is too high for the bank to give loan at the same loan value that is on this building today. So they're going to have to come up with whatever it is, $300-400 million, you know, some number to drop, you know, the value of the loan, and you can't do it. And so these banks are stuck. I don't know what they're going to do, but some of them are going to go out of business, and there's going to be a lot of consolidation in the banking industry.
You said right now that all of the banks are insolvent. Surely not all of the banks are insolvent.
Every single, because well,
what, I mean, what this guy, I have just endless clips of all the financial advisors, the top experts are all saying the same thing. So I want to give people some strong calls to action. The Bible in Revelation chapter 6, verse 6, it prophesies hyperinflation. Revelation chapter 6, verse 6. Also, yes. Haggai chapter 2, verse 8, the Bible says that the silver is mine and the gold is mine, saith the Lord. So I would just say, here's some sound financial wisdom for everybody out there. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, that's the BRICS bloc. They've been hoarding gold for the last 17 years in preparation for now to introduce a gold-backed programmable central bank digital currency. If you do not believe me, just go to Google and type in BRICS, new currency. You can find it. They're not hiding it. Putin's talking about adding 25 additional countries to the BRICS bloc this year. On January 1st, they already added Dubai, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran. So that's what's happening, okay? They're going to introduce a gold-backed programmable central bank digital currency. So my five calls to action would be this. One, if you've not scheduled a consultation at Beverly Hills Precious Metals, I would encourage you to go to bh-pm.com, bh-pm.com.
Yeah, we'll put Andrew's info up. We have it. Yep.
And in the era where so many advertisers are unwilling to team up with people because they're worried about cancel culture, Andrew Sorcini has unapologetically supported the Ark of Grace Ministries, General Flynn. And I just want people to know this. I'm not going to say the number behind the scenes here, but Andrew Sorcini is helping some of the biggest names in Saving America behind the scenes in unspeakably huge ways where they could not pay their legal bills if it wasn't for the generosity of Andrew Sorcini, who I've known for a long time. That's bh-pm.com, bh-pm.com. Second is, if you haven't gone to givesendgo.com/Navarro, please do it. Please support my good friend, Peter Navarro. He's a 74-year-old man. He's a friend of mine. He's a mentor of mine. I talk to him often. Since he's been in prison, I can't talk to him every day, but I do talk to his family. He's a wonderful man, and he needs your support. That's givesendgo.com/Navarro. I should be visiting him next week there in prison, and I might be able to report back to you how he's doing there. But again, it's givesendgo.com/Navarro. Third, if you have yet to join us and request a ticket for the Reawaken America Tour in Detroit, Michigan, that's June 7th and 8th. There'll be 70-plus speakers June 7th and 8th, Detroit, Michigan. If you use promo code Ark of Grace, you do get a discount off of any VIP tickets, and that's timetofreeamerica.com. Timetofreeamerica.com. Four, please share this show in the air everywhere. Make this one of the most shared shows possible, because President Trump is boldly proclaiming the name of Jesus Christ. He needs your support. Everybody out there, share this show. And finally, if you haven't downloaded Truth Social, the app, I would recommend that you download Truth Social, the app, President Trump's app, and go on there and tell him two thumbs up, tell him thank you, leave him comments on today's post. He needs to know how proud we are as Americans and God-fearing Americans that he is unapologetically standing up for the Bible, the Word of God. And a lot of information today, Amanda Grace, but thank you for allowing me to be here with you today. I really do appreciate you.
Well, thank you, Clay. And yes, this is all information that is very important. I'm going to ask our viewers also to pray for Peter's protection in prison. So just keep praying a hedge of protection around this man and his family and the Lord's holy angels dispatched of all offices, rankings, and divisions to make a hedge and a shield around them. So I'm going to encourage all of you to do that. Please do it often right now. If any of our family members were in this position, we would want the same. So I'm asking for all of you to do this.
Amanda, you are absolutely the best. And again, folks, you told me 3.5 years ago, you said, Clay, you need to read the Bible every day. It was kind of awkward a little bit because it was on a show, live show.
It was on a show live, and I just went for it.
You said it, and I'm glad you did.
Praise the Lord.
And it was a little uncomfortable because that implied that I wasn't reading the Bible every day, which was true. And that implied that I needed to carve out time to do it, which was true. And that implied that, and so I did it, and I started reading the Bible, and it has been an incredible thing, and I really appreciate you doing that. And I can say this, the Bible wasn't written to scare. It was written to prepare. And everybody out there today, hopefully we've given you a lot of scripture verses you can research into. And I'll leave you with just a couple more Bible verses. If you want to know what's going on with hyperinflation, that's Revelation chapter 6, verse 6. Okay. If you want to know about this crazy mark of the beast technology, that's Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 through 18. Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 through 18. And if you want to know what Jesus, how Jesus described the events that would take place before his return, open your Bible tonight to Mark chapter 13. That's Mark chapter 13, Luke chapter 21, Luke chapter 21, and Matthew chapter 24. And again, folks, if you haven't shared this show, please share this show with your friends and family and go to givesendgo.com/Navarro and text me so I can give you a chance to win a backstage pass for the Reawaken America Tour in Detroit, Michigan. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you so much, Clay, for joining us. We very much appreciate it.
You're the best.
So are you. We love you.
Take care.
Bye, Clay. Okay. That's like being on a roller coaster. Being with Clay is like being on a roller coaster. So you know what I mean? You've got that, then you go whoop right down. Like that's how it is when Clay comes on. So thank you everyone who hung in there with us and who joined us for this. We very much appreciate it. If you could share this, please share it. Please like and subscribe. We're on YouTube, we're on Facebook, we're on Rumble. We have our own app. You can go to the App Store, look for Ark of Grace, which is the dove with the olive branch, and you can download our app. We are on Instagram as Ark of Grace 88 as well. And so we just encourage you, if you can, to please go like and subscribe and share this. And mark your calendars for tomorrow night, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We got something. There is some crazy going on right now and prophecy to go with it that we have to talk about. So we will be there. I already see them shaking their heads back today. Like, oh yeah, we're going to get into it. We are. So it's going to be 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow, Wednesday. Hope to see you there. So we hope to gather again and see you all coming on, but we will make the announcement. But since Clay brought up Andrew Sorcini, well, we're going to put up Andrew Sorcini today of Beverly Hills Precious Metals. Andrew and his team are very good at what they do. So if you can call, or you can go to Andrew at bh-pm.com, or go to bh-pm.com and fill out the form. Tell them you saw him on Amanda Grace or Ark of Grace, and him and his team would be more than happy to help you. He likes to get to know what you need first, so he really puts you with the right person, which I really appreciate that Andrew does. So thank you, everyone. God bless you. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I encourage you to say it every single day. I say it every day. Why? Because the word is living and active, and we have to activate it out of our mouths. Jesus Christ himself in the wilderness, in one of his weakest moments in the flesh, after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, used the word to combat Satan himself. He used the word. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So I encourage you to do the same. We have other Psalms up on the screen as well that you can take note of and read and recite as well. Also Ephesians 1 and 3 in the Believer's Authority. There are scriptures from those chapters that every single day I say, because we have to activate the word. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and we have to remember that. Also, the Lord's Prayer. Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. There is a reason for that. The order of that prayer is so crucial to our prayer life. So I encourage you to go take a look at that as well and say it. Say it on a very frequent basis. So I encourage you in that as well, and that you have a wonderful rest of your evening. Chris's mother is home. Thank you for all your prayers. She is home. She was running a low-grade fever, so just please continue to keep her in prayer. Chris is going to stop in hopefully tomorrow night to say thank you to all of you personally, because he so appreciates that you've been praying for him and his family. And so hopefully he will be on tomorrow night. So we're looking very forward to seeing you all tomorrow night, Wednesday. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your evening. We love you. God bless. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together. And we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord, because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue, it helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural, and I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arkofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today, and Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARC. It is an alternative to Big Pharma based on quantum physics. Over 40 scripture verses written into these patches for everything from blood sugar, anxiety, pain, neuropathy, to immune system boost, dog pain. They are very sincere about having alternatives to Big Pharma.
We are a big advocate of natural solutions to help with pain and blood sugar and a host of other issues.
I tried the pain patches and they worked when I used them.
When you connect it to your body, the skin patch changes your brainwaves.
Sugar, this one is neuropathy. I actually have it on, and we use this on Toby, actually, because Toby's about 8 years old, and from being paralyzed years ago and the Lord miraculously healing him, he has a little leftover with his joints and his hips, so we actually give him the doggy pain patches.
What was he doing? He was running?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I plucked him out. And wow, he's boom. And he got power. I said, no way. And I don't know. I said, Amanda, what
did you do to him?
To Toby? So it's good.